There was an old knight lived in Somersetshire, whom God had endued with 3,000 a year. A person of generous bounty was he, above many nobles of higher degree. The widows in need he did clothe and feed, and put out poor fatherless children to read. He being thus loving and good to the poor, a blessing from heaven replenished his store. 3 days in a week he ordained to be dressed for old men and women, good best of the best. And likewise at Christmas he gave coats and gowns to many that lived in the neighboring towns, with money and meat their mirth to complete, that they might rejoice and have something to eat. Thus was he continually good to the poor, and blessings from heaven replenished his store. His lady sometimes in a passion would say, "Methinks they increase and come every day." His answer was to her, "My dear, be not sad, for where should they come but where 'tis to be had? Indeed, I profess, the poor in distress, I feed them and find I have nevertheless, for those that are loving and good to the poor, a blessing will always replenish their store." He many long years there did flourish and live, and freely he did to poor travelers give. Good bread and small liquors still every day. There's none that came to him went empty away. Poor travelers still he nourish and fill, and with a most generous heart and goodwill, by which he did purchase the prayers of the poor, who daily was nourished and fed at his door. His lady at length with a fever she died, and left one son whom she had brought up in pride. And just as he was 22 years old, his father died leaving much silver and gold, with houses and land all at his command. While dying he called to give him his hand, and like a good Christian he laid, "My dear son, endeavor to do as thy father hath done. No doctor my life now is able to save. Behold, I am just on the brink of the grave. And when I go hence and shall see thee no more, for my sake see that you remember the poor, and nourish them still, 'tis part of my will. See that you be careful the name to fulfill. In my dying blessings I charge thee, my son, to do for the poor as thy father has done. Dear honored father, a vow here I make, before God and you, which I never will break. The poor shall be daily relieved by me, or else I desire I never may see no joy or delight, by day or by night, if ever the poor I endeavor to slight. No, here is my hand, as I am your dear son, I'll constantly do as my father has done." But yet, notwithstanding the promise he made, soon after his father in grave he was laid. The son rid to London in court for to live, and unto the poor not a tester would give, but followed all dice, wine, harlots, and dice, forgetting the vow that he made in a trice. To folly and ruin he straightways did run, and never would do as his father had done. Lewd harlots and taverns were all his delight, nay, often by gaming he'd lose in a night 100 or 2 of bright guineas of gold, and would not by any dear friend be controlled. He'd often reply, "Give me liberty, my silver and gold, it was made for to flee." Thus prodigal-like he to ruin did run, and never would do as his father had done. The land which had many years been in the name, he mortgaged and sold for to follow the game, till his patrimony was utterly spent. Oh, then did he find it too late to repent. This wretch could not hide the downfall of pride, for debt in the counter of London he died. Thus prodigal-like he to ruin did run, neglecting to do as his father had done. 100 pound he'd consume in a day, till all that he had was quite squandered away. Then while in a prison he lay in distress, all persons that knew him were quite pitiless. In midst of his grief, they told him in brief that they would not yield him the least of relief, because that he had been a prodigal son, neglecting to do as his father had done.